Surge 105, my name's Jeff, Amy, Sully.
It's Anti-Bullying Day. February 23rd marks it on the calendar every year. And so this is difficult for me to say, but I think it's important to open a conversation, especially in these sensitive times. It's a very important thing to be verbal. I used to be a bully in high school, and I was pretty short, so I wasn't much of a physical threat, but verbally I would put people down, and I have apologized profusely to the few people that I used to pick on for years.
Did you really?
Yeah. And
like, what'd you do?
I would chirp, I would, you know, say things behind their back, I would gossip, and I made their lives terrible, and it's the most regrettable thing that I have in my life, and I've never received their forgiveness, which they don't owe me anything, you know, it's the saddest thing is that it took me till after high school to learn that life is about lifting people up and not putting them down, you know, I had a major identity crisis in high school, and I was just trying to be cool, and I picked the absolute worst possible route. So I've lived with that forever. So when it comes to bullying, I mean, it's, you know, usually it's the victim that gets a lot of the sympathy, as it should be. But the person that's doing it is the one that's going through that crisis, and they'll have the guilt with them for the rest of their lives. So that's kind of why we pay homage today and put the shirts on.
You know, and good on you for one. Like, there's a lot of people who don't ever recognize that and continue that, you know, cycle throughout their entire lives. You've recognized that. I mean, you know, admitting that to thousands of people this morning is, you know, that's pretty incredible in and on itself. And I know you're not looking for praise or glory for, you know, for admitting, you know, your past mistakes, but it also shows what kind of a person you've become. And, you know, it's scary today because, you know, back in your day and in my day and in Amy's day, it was all in person. Today, it's, you know, cyberbullying is such a huge and scary threat.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, there used to be a moment where you could go home and you can escape it, but you can't escape it now. It just follows you. And not saying that, you know, to be mean to somebody's face is one thing, but to be a troll and troll people from behind a keyboard and just, you can say some of the most hateful things that you would never say to somebody's face. Like, it just makes it that much easier.
Yeah. And what I learned when I had a concussion a few years ago is that people don't really give you sympathy or empathy if they can't see your pain.
Yeah.
And so for a lot of people, they hold it inside and they wear it for a very long time. And that's why it's so important to verbalize, to talk about it, and to reach out. I mean, there's a lot of different hotlines and stuff that can help with that sort of thing, too.
So if you are getting ready for work and you're getting dressed and you have a cute little pink shirt, guys or girls, throw it on today to show your support.
Get in on the action. Call or text 902-496-0105. Surge 105.